But to ask ourselves, if there are 10 boxes that's going to be placed in front of your body when you die to showcase what you have contributed to this world, what will it be? Have you filled up the 10 boxes sufficiently? And if you have, then you can say, you know what, I may be 35 years old, but I have filled it up, I'm good. If I die next year or next day, no problem. Will you be able to do that? And if you are not able to, you have to ask yourself, okay, that 10 boxes, what have you put in so far? And this is about the contribution you have done to this world. Not just about satisfying yourself, but what have you done for anybody? And I'm not here to make you feel miserable or didn't do anything. No, I'm here to tell you, many of us fail to see our contribution to others. And that's why we are not able to face death. Because in fact, in our own ways, albeit imperfect ways, we have contributed to other people. We have contributed to their well-being. First and foremost, I want all of you who are parents to raise your hands. All parents, please raise your hands. Let me assure you, by that I mean that you have kids, okay? Let me assure you, in that 10 boxes, you can easily fill up 4 to 5 boxes already. For every child that you have, you can fill up at least 1 or 2 or 1.5, depending on how much the child requires you to give attention. Now, I'm not just trying to say things to make you feel good. I'm not such a person. You can ask around. I'm not exactly known for saying things that make people feel good. I'm known for making people feel uncomfortable with what I say. So rest assured, if you feel good, it's not because I'm trying to make you feel good. But I'm telling you, many people feel that I didn't do much. I just go and work. I didn't really spend time with them. I didn't care for them. I didn't bring them to Disneyland and so on. Yeah, it'd be nice if a father and mother can bring the kids to Disneyland, but so what if you didn't? You know, Chinese say, 养育之恩. Yeah, 养恩育. Never say 完. 没有说完, 养育完之恩. It's 养育之恩. Young, you know, giving the material, yeah, care, and then yu, educating your child. And educating your child is not simply about sending your child to school and then making sure that your child has tuition. And that's part, a small part of it. But it's about educating your child in the ways of life. And I've been telling my parents, my mom, my dad, you should be proud of yourself. If not about me, but of all your children. Not simply because your children went to university or whatever. Not because they have big house or car or whatever. No. But because you have taught them values. You have taught them values. My mom always tell me, I was young, I'm the most useless. And since young, I've been telling her, why do you say that? It's as though we are horrible people. Now, and in case if your children grow up to be horrible people, I may be laughing, but I'm not laughing at you. It's a sad thing because I've sat down with many parents and they are around my age, some are older than me, and they sit down, within 5 minutes, they talk halfway, they cry, you know, tears. They have all but given up, you know. They're like, I don't know what else to do, Sifu, just tell me what I need to do. They are so lost because they have tried and tried and tried, and the children just, some are just in their primary school, some in secondary school, some in their 20s. And some are they are successful and failure in their own right, you know. And the thing is that the parents feel so much, such a great sense of burden and responsibility for their seeming failure. And this is what I want to tell all parents. Something that I've been harping over and over again. 因上努力果上随缘. That our children is the product of many, many factors, of which we are a crucial part when they were young. So when they are young, if you see small little rascals, you can look at the parents and say, hey, you never teach. You can say that. But when the child has grown up, it's really the child, hey, you never learn. Because when the child is young, it really requires input from the parents. But even then, it's not that the child is totally absolved of all responsibilities. Neither are the parents. Parents are involved in the process. And this is what I ask parents to do. I sometimes ask them to take these cards, you know, these reflection cards, and I ask them to do this. I ask them to play the tower of cards, the house of cards, and form the pyramid. And it's not as easy as it seems, especially when you're doing it in front of a whole hall of people. And you know, you get the idea. If we can extend the time by 1 hour, we can perhaps do it. If you think this is difficult, I ask them to stack 3 layers. And when some of them give up, like, they're like, and I say, no, try again. I'm surprised so many of them actually humor me. But I'm glad they did, because when they go through that, then I tell them the message, then it makes a lot of sense. And I tell them, what if now I ask you to do it with your husband? And they look at me like, you know, after 15 minutes, half an hour of trying and failing and collapsing many times, they finally form 3 layers. Some of them stop at 2. It's like, so I think that's all. Like, I'm not even breathing. Like, and then when I tell them, now do it with your husband. Each of you can only hold one card at a time. And they look at me like, you know what, you play lah. And that's how life is about, you know. Your child comprises many of these cards. And each of these cards are input from father, mother, from themselves, from the nursery teacher, from the primary school teachers, and eventually from their friends that they allow to put inside. And as they grow up, more and more of the cards are no longer put in by parents. More and more of the cards are actually put in by themselves. So why should parents feel so burdened with how the children end up, if you have put in the right cards to begin with? What this means is that parents are not totally absolved of responsibility, but not totally to be blamed or burdened for the outcome as well. But this is just one part of life. An important part, no less. And if you can apply the same principle, perhaps it can help you to look at various parts of your life. I mean, we are running short of time. We have 7 minutes left. Life is too large to waste thinking, fearing death. It's up to each and every one of us to look at our life and ask ourselves, what have we done? And my point about this parent-child thing is, if you have done your part, know that out of the 10 boxes that you would have to show when you pass away eventually, you have at least filled up quite a few boxes already. Good job. You know, good job. Don't feel bad about it yourself. But wait, some of you who are single and, you know, they're like, oh, Sifu, then what about us? Likewise, don't think little of good of the little good that you have done. All the times where you went into the lift and you held the door. How many of you have never done that before? Never? Like you go into the lift and you see someone running over and you just... Tu-tu-tu-tu-tu. Anybody? No, right? All of us would quite naturally like hold the lift. When you walk past one of the doors in a shopping mall, you will hold the door for someone behind, isn't it? Yeah? And sometimes people will just walk past and not take over from you. And they will not even say thank you. And it makes you feel like, well, what is this? I've become jaga. And it's not just one person, because the whole family decided to just all rush in and then like even maybe push you to the side. And makes you feel horrible. But yet, the next day, you still do this. Let me tell you, this makes you a good person. A wonderful person. You should be proud of that. Don't think little of these small little things. Because how many of us discovered a cure for cancer? How many of us have a chance to say, yeah, Sifu, I'm not so bad. I saved 3 persons' life last year. This year, I almost saved 1 person. But it's only April, so who's counting? How many of us can say that? Not many. Yeah, unless you're in the medical field. Yeah. But then, at the same time, those in the medical field, I know a lot of doctors and nurses who feel miserable because for every 1 person they save, there's always that 10 other persons they didn't save. And they're like, oh, shit. And I'm telling you, you cannot spend your life worrying about the 1 person you didn't save. Because if you, each hour, each minute, each second, you worry about that, you fret over that, you're going to end up losing more. So facing death is perhaps not so much about thinking about what will happen after that, but asking yourself, what do you want to have happened before that? How do you want to people... How do you want people to come up to your coffin and look upon you and think and say? Because being unenlightened, we'll definitely do some stupid things here and there. I've done my share of stupid things and my share of not so stupid things, and some would say quite good things. And I know that even while I'm alive, not everybody is happy with me. Important thing is, can you sleep with it? Are you able to have your conscience clear? And in the same way, it's the same when you're going to approach death. Will you approach death peacefully? But peace is not something outside. Peace is if you can live with what you have done or not done. Don't live your life thinking about the one thing you didn't do or the one thing that you did. Yes, there are things that we have done. Things that we have done, you cannot undo it. Like, seriously. If it's something that you shouldn't have done and you did it, don't do it again. That's it. End of story. That is repentance in Buddhism. But many times, for many people, the regret is over things that they didn't do. And unfortunately, some things that you didn't do, you didn't do. You cannot go and do it again. So the next time if you encounter something that's worthwhile doing, that you should be doing, don't hesitate. Don't wait for one more moment. And in some ways, you've got to ask yourself, is this how you live your life? Because how you live your life is going to probably, not probably, it's going to determine how our life will come to an end and how we're going to move on to the next life.